Welcome to Divorce at Altitude, a podcast on Colorado family law. I'm Ryan Calamea. Each week, along with my business partner and co-host, Amy Gosha, or an expert, we discuss a particular topic related to divorce or co-parenting in Colorado. In addition, we have created a short series of lessons that will take you through the legal process of divorce and answer your questions, from simple to complex. Divorce isn't easy. The end of a marriage, especially when children are involved, brings a great deal of loss and change. We hope these practical tips and insights will help you on your journey to a new and better life.
How-to episode on variable income and spousal support in a Colorado divorce. Now, the first thing we need to understand or define is what is variable income. What am I talking about? Let's use our hypothetical divorce clients, Eric and Melanie Wolf. And let's suppose that Eric owns his own business and it is in some sort of real estate company and his income can vary from month to month. So one month he might not make any money and in another month he might have a significant commission and earn a couple hundred thousand dollars in one particular month. So how do you deal with that? And then when we take a step back and look at from year to year, what happens if Eric makes, let's say, $250,000 one year and then $1 million the next year? What are we supposed to do in that circumstance? As we've discussed in previous episodes, income is one of the primary drivers for spousal support. And I won't get into the various factors and all of those things that I've discussed in previous episodes. I'll assume that you've either listened to those or we'll go back and listen to those to familiarize yourself. But really what we need to understand is that support is determined by income in part. So we're really confronting the unpredictability of variable income. So there's a couple different approaches that we divorce lawyers take in this circumstance. One is we have an average, and that can look at Eric's income, and we can look at, for example, from month to month, really looking at his year holistically. If Eric predictably has $250,000 from year to year, it doesn't really matter that in one month he might make zero, and then in another month he makes $100,000. At the end of the day, we know that he's going to be making $250,000. And so he's going to need to plan accordingly. But more problematically is when Eric's income can vary from year to year. And so we can get into arguments and various experts can be involved about whether or not we use a three-year average versus a five-year average. Do we take the last 2 years or do we apply a more kind of expansive time horizon? You could get into arguments about a straight line. Each year five means the same as the most recent year. Or can we take a weighted average? Let's say that Eric's income is increasing from each and every year. That might militate in favor of a weighted average. So we're going to put more emphasis on the most recent year compared to a year 3 years ago. Another option is Eric and Melanie could reach an agreement that could have an income or a revenue share model. So let me give an example. So let's say that Eric is a salesperson and he earns a base salary of $100,000, but that he earns a commission of $250,000, or he has the option or possibility of earning a commission, or there's been some sort of history of him earning $250,000. Eric and Melanie could agree to a base level of support based on the $100,000. And then if Eric gets a bonus or a commission or some sort of distribution from his business that is part of that $250,000, he pays Melanie a particular percentage of that. And one rule of thumb is we could have Eric paying 20 or 25%, and that would be around the net amount because we have to take into consideration the taxes. So if Eric gets a check for, let's say, $100,000 from a commission, he would then in turn pay Melanie $25,000. And that would allow Eric to save money to pay for his taxes and for his, obviously, his own needs. But things do get really tricky, and it depends on if you are talking about an initial divorce, whether you're talking about temporary maintenance versus permanent maintenance, and all of those different complex issues that we have discussed. And we'll be getting into more complex discussions and including variable income. But for now, hopefully that gives you an idea of what variable income can matter for spousal support in a Colorado divorce.
Thanks for listening or watching this short lesson on the Divorce at Altitude podcast. If you found this helpful, please leave a review or share with a friend. It does help for others that are going through or thinking about a divorce in Colorado. If you want to find out more information, please visit kalamaya.law or divorceataltitude.com. And that's kalamaya.law. Remember, this is educational information. It's not intended to be legal advice. Please consult with an attorney about the particulars of your case. We're happy to answer questions. Feel free to give us a call at 970-315-2365.